Have you been struggling with the new normal we are navigating ourselves through? Are you feeling drained from all the precautions we must take and cannot find time to pause and reset? Is it hard for you to find the time and ways to release stress? If any of this resonates with you, then you're in the right place. I will be sharing bite-sized tips on the practice of breath, meditation, and how to make lifestyle changes to help you find peace and joy in every moment of your daily life practice. Hi, I'm your host, Madhavi, and I help people eliminate physical and mental stress to reach their lifestyle goals through the practice of yoga and wellness coaching. I'm a healthcare worker, a yoga teacher, a yoga coach, and a lifestyle and wellness coach. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and wellness. After all, you have nothing to lose but only stress. Welcome to Follow Me Friday, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about the success chain. We're always looking to be successful, to reaching whatever the goal is that we're trying to get to. And we feel like success is if we are at our goal. However, success is if you make one small step every day. And that's what success is, because the small step will lead to the big change later. So just an example, Seinfeld. The way he became successful is that he said he would write jokes every day. He would just write jokes every day and he would mark the calendar. So he wrote jokes every day until he really, you know, became successful, got onto the Seinfeld show, et cetera, because he was a stand-up comedian and he moved on from there. But all he did was, because that's what he wanted to do, is be a comedian. He worked on what he was trying to get to. And that was writing jokes. Every single day he wrote jokes. So he took time in his day and wrote the jokes and did not skip a day. So if you're consistent, we're going to come back to that consistent wagon again. If you are consistent, you will reach your goal eventually. It may not happen overnight, like many things don't, but you will reach it. So by taking that same consistent step and doing the same thing every day, that same thing that's actually going to help you reach to the goal, because you're getting better practice at it, it's becoming a habit. All these things that we talk about is coming together now. So for example, if you want to lose weight, well, one of the magic pills that I say that works for me is tracking. Tracking what you eat. If you don't track what you eat, then you will not know how many calories you're taking in. If you don't track what you eat or how much you exercise, you will not know how active you are. So tracking what you eat, and not only just the calories, but you're talking about what you're eating. What are you putting in your body? What are you fueling your body? And going back to what I've talked about before, is what I'm doing today serving me to have a better future tomorrow? So stopping and thinking to see, is what I'm going to do today going to help me to get to my goal? So coming back to the food tracking, looking at what you've eaten. Well, if you're going to eat, you know, an ice cream bar every day, you're probably not going to get to your goal where you want to be, unless you are really making sure that you are tracking the calories. But does that nourish your body? Does that fuel your body? So taking your time to think about what you want to do to get to that goal. Okay, what you want to do, and then doing that every day, practicing weightlifting. If you wanted to get your biceps bigger, you would have to lift weights, right? Now, you have to do it every other day, certain exercises, I get that, but I'm just saying you have to strength train in general, full body, upper body, lower body, whatever that is. So tracking, doing something every day to get yourself closer to that goal. So that's the success chain. And the key to that is perhaps getting a calendar and putting an X, a smiley face, a sticker, whatever that makes you happy, putting it up there and noticing that I have been tracking this every day and I'm doing it every day. And each day that I do it, I'm getting better. So try that and let me know in the notes, in the comments below, what you think and see how that works for you. Until next Friday, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday. Take care. Bye-bye. And thanks for following.
Thanks for listening to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you won't miss upcoming episodes. If you would like to get more tips and tricks on how to live a healthy lifestyle, ask to join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Answer the 3 questions, follow the rules to be let into the group. If you want to learn more about my weekly yoga sessions and group coaching sessions, visit www.pranahealthpc.com for more information. I also will have all of these links in the show notes. Until next time, live healthy and live well.